Okay, here we go. Nida Daf Bey is the first daf of the last Masechta in Shas Bavli, as our travels through Daf Yomi land for the past 7.5 years bring us to the last Masechta, Maseches Nida. And the Meiri already points out that even though Nida is in Seder Taharos, it's the only Mishnah in Seder Taharos that has Gemara on it. But in the days of old, in the days of the Rishonim, they learned it with Seder Nashim. Because in the days of old, the Meiri points out on the first page of Nida that the Limudim, the Tochen, the Masechtas that were studied were Moed, Nashim, and Ezekin. They did not study Kadshim, as we just had the schus of learning over the past couple of years. But because they didn't learn Kadshim, and then Nida would be forgotten, and Nida's Lamaisa and such a crucial Masechta, so that's why they used to print the Masechta with Nashim. They wouldn't do it in the middle of Nashim, because just to have the whole Ritzifus of Nashim, they used to put it at the end. And that's what the Meiri says, just the first page of Masechet Nida. Kfar b'yarnu b'psicha sachibor, sho Nida, shehi misidr taras, u'mitzachin es pashit aminag lios hishtadlus ha-talmidim, b'shloshes ha-sdarim ha-yiduim, ratzalomar, moi, Nashim, and Ezekin. They only learn those, the three Yeshivish Masechtas, as it said in the Meiri, even though Moed, I don't know if it made it in there for that. Uveyeus Ashlosha Nisharim, what about Zraim, right, Brachas? What about Kachim? And what about Taros? So what about those? Ne'ezavim Aziva Muchletes. It was left Zulasi Le'echad Meir Ushnai Mimishpacha. Except for one or two, in every one in a city, two in a... that's the phrase that's used, Kamoshe Egdamnu. So nobody ever learned it, right, before the days of Rav Meir Shapiro. Vaya Inyan Zosa Masechta Hechrachi, Belimud Gam Bizmaneinu Zilas, Rachi Dias Drachea, Vizbonus Klala Oprotea. You have to know Nida. You have to know everything, but you have to know Nida. Achi Yasiba Ba'atzma Lios Machabri Atamad Marichimba. That's why we have so many, we have the Rishonim, we're back. We're back to Rashi and the Ramban and the Rashba, we're back to all the Rishonim. On the Ritva, on Maseches Nida. So therefore, Roa Gaonim Lahatika Mimkoma. That's why the Gaonim, the Meiri said already, moved it from its usual place after Kachim, Ulahanicha Batochel Wasadar Maragilim, to stick it in with Nashim. Vero Lachaber Elzeh Seder, Rotzalomer Seder Nashim, Lios in Yana Neosim Yoter, Elzeh Seder Mitzad, Shekala in Yana Beir, in Yana Tumas Nashim, and we'll get to, obviously, the connection between the two. That is why Maseches Nida often is printed. So what is Nida about? Just a couple of points of introduction, as we know. The Torah tells us in Parshas Mitzora, the definition of a Zava and a Nida. What is a Zava? What is a Nida? Mida Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh. There's basically no difference because we treat every woman as a Zava. A Zava Gedola and not a Nida. But Meiri Bana Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to go back to the days of knowing the difference between a Nida and a Zava, because one of the major differences between Nida and a Zava is that a Zava is Chayev as a Karban, while a Nida is not. So we can't just treat everybody like a Zava, because there was going to be confusion about karbanos. So there's going to have to be a chilek. That's one difference between Nida and Zava. The other difference, as we know, is in terms of Shivanikiyam. The Torah tells us that Nida is something natural. Nida is a natural event that happens every month to a woman getting her regular cycle of her the uterine lining shedding if she is not pregnant, and that brings blood, that brings the status of Nida, and that's not something unusual, and therefore there's no karban that's brought for that. It's not an illness, that's not an unusual event. But if a woman has a re'iyah at a time that she is not supposed to have her regular re'iyah, her regular period, during that time, so then it depends. If she sees once, then she's a zava ketana, she has to wait one clean day, the Torah tells us. If she sees twice, one clean day. If she sees three times, 3 days in a row, so then she is a zava gadola, she has to wait shiva nikim, 7 clean days without any re'iyah, plus she goes to the mikvah on the last day, and she brings a karban on the 8th day, and then she could go into the mikdash. So that is the halacha of Ziva and Nida. Nida is not that. Nida is that she does not need any Shiva Nikiyam. All she needs is the moment that she gets her Nidus to begin with, her first Re'iyah, that she counts 7 days. That is day one, the day of her Re'iyah. She waits 7 days, and after that, she is able to then go to the mikveh at the end of the days without any shiva nikiyim. She just does a hefsek. She does a bedika at the end of the days. She's tahora. There's no more blood flowing, and she is tahora labayla. Right? That's what the Torah tells us here in Parshas Mitzorah. V'chiyat razam yizovo v'safar la shivas yam zav and ava. By the way, as we know, there's a parallel for a man. Not exactly the same. There are differences between the two, between how a man becomes a zav, how a woman becomes a zava. Differences between them, and that's why the Rambam, if you remember, in Sefer HaMitzvos, quotes two different mitzvos for the karbanos of a zav and a zava. The Rambam was medayik in the first Mishnah, in the second parak in Krisus. Zav, zava, yoledes mitzora. That's the phrase that Chazal say. The four mechusrei kapara. Zav, zav, yoledes mitzora. It doesn't say mitzora and mitzoraas. Right? It only says zav and zava as the difference between the male and the female, because those have different halachas. How you become a zav and how you become a zava. A mitzora is the same for a man and a woman. And that's why, but a zava and a nida, obviously is different, and that's in terms of her behavior. They are also tame, as this Masechta will talk about. That's why it's in Seder Taharos. And we'll talk about that, Hashem, in a minute as well. But let's just read the psukim that I was referring to before. After a zav, chiyitra azam yizovo, v'safar lo shivas yamin lo taharos, v'chibes v'gadav v'chas v'sor v'mayim chayim v'toher. A zav needs mayim chayim, not just a mikvah. Also unique halacha. A zav needs to be tovel in a ma'ayan. Ube yamashmini, on the eighth day, he brings karbanos. V'ish ki seizim imenu shech vazera v'rachas v'mayim, shech vazera. V'isha ki tiye zava, dam ye zova bivsara, shivas yamim tiye benidasa, v'kolon ogeya b'yitmana arev. Nida, she gets, when she becomes of age, she becomes 12 years old or whatever, around, she has her first ria, she is a nida for 7 days. And she spreads tumah, spreading, but not talking about the tumah right now. And then the Torah continues, v'imshacha yishkav ishalav, if she is with her husband, not only is it an iser kares, but it's also tumah. V'isha ki yazuv zov dama yamim rabim below es nidasa, o ki zazov al nidasa, so if she has a ziva, which means a flow, not at the time that she's supposed to have it, then she's treated as a nida somewhat, and there's tumah, but the Torah then says that v'safra la shivas yamim v'achar titar. Right, she needs 7 clean days, and then she is tahor, and on the 8th day she brings tikach shtei torim, oshnei b'nei yona, she brings the birds, and she becomes tahoras. That's zava and nida. Bizman hazeh, where there is no difference, lamaisa, as the Gemara says in nida, later on we'll get to samach vav amid beis. That's in the last parak. Samach vav amid beis, the chumra de Rabbi Zeira. Famous chumra of Rabbi Zeira. Amar Rabbi Zeira, benos yisrael hachmiru al atzman, shafilu roos tibestam kachardol, yoshos aleh shevenekiyim. That even though it's formulated as a chumra of the women, it is halacha. It is halacha that there is not just a chumra. It's a halacha that women, even just a drop of dam, Yoshevas Shiva Nakiyam. Why? As the previous lines of the Gemara say there, it's very confusing. Am I in the Nido time, in the Ziva time? What? It's very confusing. So therefore, no matter what, we say that Shiva Nakiyam is required. There is a major machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam or Rabbeinu Hananel versus the other Rishonim. Rov Rishonim assume that when does a woman become a Nida? When, let's say she had been a Zava. She only becomes a Nida again after she counts Shiva Nakiyam. Let's say there are 7 days of Nida, when a woman first becomes mature, and then if she has a Riyah after that, during the 11 days, we assume the average woman has an 18-day, 7-11, 11-day days between the Yimei Nida, if she becomes a Zava Gedola, she has to wait Shiva Nakiyam. She does not become a Nida again until the days of Nidas don't come again until she has Shiva Nakiyam. So it could be a long time. If she can't get a Hefsek Tara, if she can't have a clean Bedika, so then she will remain a Zava in the days of Zava until she could have 7 clean days. Then that is against the Rambam. That's the Ramban Shita, that's Rov Rishonim. But if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Yisurei Bia in Perek Vav, the Rambam says, no, 7-11 are fixed forever, those days. Says the Rambam, Kol shivas hayamim shenikva laveses betchilasan heinikran yimei nidasa. The first time a woman gets a hazari, it's called a vest, which is a type of cycle. Some people say veset, some people say vest. Bein ras, ben dam, bein shalor ras, umibre ma heinikran yimei nida, bebe shein ruuyim linida. Those 7 days are roi for her to become a nida. And then the next 7 days are yechashev yimei zivasa, because they're roi for her to become a ziva. Vihi zayar bishnei shemos elu, says the Rambam. Be very careful with these two names, Shehen Yimei Nida, Yimei Zivasa. Kol yemei ha'isha, miyom sheyikva lavest ad shetamus, o ad sheyaker havest liyom acher, tispar la'olam shiva. When a woman counts, she counts always seven, mitchilas yom havest, from the beginning of the cycle, v'yachareyem acharasar, shiva v'yachareyem acharasar. 7-11-7-11. V'tizaher b'minyan, says the Rambam, be careful with the counting. K'dei sh'teda b'shetir adam in b'yimei nidaras o b'yimei ziva. Shekol, he says it again. Shekol yomeha shal isha kachein. Shiva yimei nida, v'yachadasa yimei ziva. Elem kein hefsika haleida. Unless she has a baby, unless she becomes a Mesulekas damim, as we will see. The Magen Mishnah here quotes from the Ramban, later on at Daf Nun Daled, birer berayos beruros. The Ramban proved with many rayas. Shedina Torah besviras anidas haziva kachi. No, it's after she, once she becomes a zava, that she does not go back until she counts shiva nekiyim. So again, it's an important machlokas of the Rambam versus other Rishonim. Two other points of introduction, and then we will start. And that is in terms of lamdas. In terms of lamdas, there is a major discussion again, we've referred to both of these in other context, and that is number one. How is Nida related to the other Arayos? How is Nida related to the other Arayos? We know the Torah tells us in Parshas Achremos, Parshas Kedoshim, the world of Arayos. But we know there are differences between Nida and other Arayos. Two differences, for example. Number one, there is Tfisas Kiddushin by a Nida. If a man does Kiddushin with a woman, when she is a Nida, that Kiddushin works. Nisuin, the second stage of marriage, might not work. That's the Rambam Shita of Chupas Nida, that Chupa needs Royal Abiyah, and therefore they can't have a Chupas Nida according to the Rambam, against other Rishonim. But in terms of the first stage of marriage, Kiddushin, person can be Mekadish and Nida, that works. This feast is Kiddushin. The other Arayas, you can't. The man cannot be Mekadish his sister, or his mother, or an Ashes Ish. Doesn't work. So that's one difference between Nida and other Arayas. Number two is the din of Abaya. Abaya says that there's no mamzeris from a Nida. Right? Chazdei Hashem, right? People who aren't yet frum, and they have a child. That child is not a mamzer. Right? Even though mamzeris from other Chayvei Krisus, the offspring of all Chayvei Krisus, generally is mamzeris. That's usually a Siman, that it's an Isser Kares, and it's Mamzeris. That's the Gemara in the Mishnah in Yevamis that talks about the relationship between Mamzeris and Krisus. But Abaya says in Kiddushin Samaches, HaKol Modim, Bibala Nidav Al Hasota She'ein HaVlad Mamzer. The Vlad is not a Mamzer. So the question is, how do you understand those differences? Do those two differences reflect to us that a Nida is not in the world of Arayos? It's a different type of Isser. Different type of Isser. So is that how we're supposed to understand it? Or are those technical differences, but really it's in the world of Arayas? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim. And it's really a question of how to read a Gemara. Gemara in Kiddushin Samach Zayin Mabez, where all the Arayos are compared to each other in terms of, we learn out that there is no Tfisas Kiddushin. And then the Gemara has the Hekish of Reb Yonah. El Am Reb Yonah. Amar kra mikol asher yaseh mikol atoevos ha'elo v'nichrasu. There's a sum of pasuk at the end of the Arayos, I think in Achremos. Hukshu kol arayos kulam la'achos isha. They're all compared to an aunt, to a sister-in-law, to achos isha. Ma'achos isha lo tafsi ba'kedushin, av kol arayos kulam lo tafsi ba'kedushin. So Gemara says, all arayos are compared to each other, there's no tafsi ba'kedushin. Next line, ihach yafilu nida nami, so even nida, why do we say nida has tafsi ba'kedushin and there's no mamzerus? Amar Chizkia, Amar Kra, Utihi Nidasa Olav. Afilu Bishas Nidasa, Tehei Bahavaya. Special Gzeras HaKasiv that Nida has Tfisas Kiddushin. So how do we understand that Gzeras HaKasiv? Is that Gzeras HaKasiv telling me, and therefore Nida is different, that Nida is not one of the Arayos? Don't compare, and even though it's mentioned in the context, but it's not one of the Arayos. Is that how to understand it? And that's how Bali Tosfos seem to understand it. Bali Tosfos throughout Shas give the impression that Nida is not one of the Arayos. The first daf in Yevamos, right? Tosfos asked the Kasha of, we know that if there is an Isser, at the moment that a man dies, and there should be a Zika Yibam, if there is an Isser for the man and the Yevama to be together at that moment, then forevermore there is an Isser. Meaning, let's say two brothers are married to two sisters, and one of the brothers die, so then the other brother does not have a mitzvah of Yibam. because the Yavama is his wife's sister. What happens if 3 months later his own wife dies? So now there's no more Achos Isha, right? That's the only Arayos that changes after death, right? His wife died. So now you're going to say Yibam kicks in? No. The Gemara says that once at the moment of the Zika, the Yibam started, there was no mitzvah, so forevermore. So asks Tosfos, what if she's a Nida when the man dies? If she's a Nida when the man dies, so why don't we say forevermore there is no mitzvah? Because there's an Isser Kares to have Yibum, to have Bia at that moment. The Kasha of Tosfos Beis Amud Aleph in Yevamos. Ein lahakshos. Dinida teyaser liyibam. Right, why say a Nida has an Isser? Aval pisha metara acharkach, even though she goes to the mikvah, kimo achos ishto. Don't compare them. Tosfos doesn't say the magic words. If you look in the Tosfos Harosh right here, he says the exact same answer of Tosfos, but he adds in another phrase. But here Tosfos says, to Achos Isha, don't compare Achos Isha and Sha'arayos to Nida. But Tosfos doesn't say the words that we're looking for. But that's what Tosfos says. It's a different type of Isser. Achos Isha v'Sha'arayos ha'Isser omed al yavim tfei mishar b'nei adam. When it comes to all Arayos, this woman is usher to everybody because of this. Right? It's Aishas Ish. Ha'isra omed ala yavim tfeim. I'm sorry, the opposite. Da'chod yivashar arayos. Ha'isra omed ala yavim tfeim yishar b'di adam. When it comes to most arayos, they're because of kurva, a family. And that's why it's not usher to everybody. Achos Isha is only usher to the man who's married to the sister, not usher to everybody in the world. Aunt, mother-in-law, daughter, all the arayos. It's specifically because of the relation. Nida is usher to everybody. That shows us that it's different. And it continues. But if you look in the Tosfos Rush here, he says, and Nida is not one of the Arayos. He adds that in. Right? And Nida is a different type of category. So he understands, they understand that Xeris HaKasev in Kiddushin to say that Nida's different. Nida's different. And the Rambam clearly says otherwise. The Rambam in a few places, just to read one, the Rambam in Isurei Bia, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Dalid, Chaf Aleph Dalid, the Rambam says, Mutter la Adam lahabit be'ishto kishihi nida, afal pishi hi erva. Man can look at his wife when she is a nida, even though she is an erva. If you look in the beginning of Perek Chaf Beis, the Rambam talks about yichud. The Rambam says, "Aser l'syachidim erva min ha'arayos." You can't be a misyachid with any of the arayos except for mother and son, father and daughter, ba'al mishto nida. So again, including that in one of the arayos. Paraka earlier, the Rambam has it. Again, this is clear the Rambam shita that nida is one of the arayos. It's just a little different. It has a couple of exceptions to the rule. Parak dalid hanida harehi kishar kol ha'arayos regarding Yisurei Bia. So again, that is an important discussion which we'll come back to throughout this Masechta, but just to mention it, the relationship between Nida and the other Arayas. Good. It's a diak in Rashi, in Masechas Gittin. Just a little diak. You can't build a shear based on this, but it is a little diak. The Gemara says in Gittin that you shouldn't get too angry at home. Shouldn't get angry at home, because if you get angry at home, it can lead to Averis. It can lead to Gili Arayas Avodah Zarah Shvichas Damim. How does that happen? How does the getting angry lead to that? So there, Rashi says, or the Gemara says, Vavim Abayis and Gittin, Kolamata Leimi Yisera B'toch Beiso, Sof Baludei Shalosh Averis. Gili Arayas Shvichas Damim, Chil Shabbos, not Avodah Zarah, Chil Shabbos. So how does it lead to Gili Arayas? How does getting angry at home lead to Gili Arayas? Rashi says, because it's mikveh night, and it's freezing outside, and the wife didn't go to the mikveh because the lake was frozen, and she comes back home, but her husband, she knows, is going to be very angry at her, so she's not going to say a word, and she's going to fake having gone to the mikveh, and she'll be with her husband when she is a nida, and not having gone to the mikveh. Nida, what does the Gemara call that? Gili Arayas. Maybe Rashi holds like the Rambam. Maybe. Again, you can't build on that. There are other Rashis, but that's an interesting Rashi. The Rashi says that's the pshat of Kol HaKoes, Kol HaMat Lemi Yisera B'toch Beiso, that is Gili Arayas. And the other Lumdish question, and then we will begin. Number one, is Nida related to all the other Arayas or not? And the other point to mention is that the world of Nida has two aspects. And the question is, which is the Iker, which is the Tafel, or maybe just two parts? Or what is it at root? Nida is in the world of Tumah V'Tahara, and Nida is in the world of Isser V'Heter. Bizman Hazeh, we only have the world of Nida, Isser V'Heter. Isser L'Baila, right? The only Chiyuv Mikvah that we have Bizman Hazeh is when a woman is Mataris herself L'Baila, and she makes a bracha on that. And that's Isser L'Baila. But Bizman HaMikdash, as we know, the context of the Torah is that a Nida is also Mitameh. Right, if anything the Nida sits on and touches and the like. So, which is the Iker, which is the Tafel, which world should we really put Nida in? Right, this is the question of Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asvin Daraisa Klal Chaf Aleph. Bo Yudubar Be'inyin Nida Labailaim Hu Isser O Tuma. Is it in the world of Isser or in the world of Tuma? And he goes through all the different sources and Shas that would be related. And the godless of Rabbi Yosef Engel is that towards the end, he doesn't just quote Shas. He quotes the Sefer Kuzari and he quotes the Gro in Aderes Eliyahu to try to bring Rayas to this. He quotes the Sefer Kuzari, who seems to say in one direction that it's in the world of Isser V'Heter. He quotes a Diak and then he quotes from the Aderes Eliyahu. We've quoted this in Parsha Shir. The Aderes Eliyahu in Parsha Shoftim quotes on the Pasuk, Ki Yipali Mimcha Davar, Beidin Ladin, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Nega Lanega, on those six words, says the Gra that all of Torah, any question anybody ever asks, there are six answers. One of six words that the answer is. Right? What is it? Mutter Aser, Tamei Tahar, Chayiv Pater. That's it. Every question that's asked by a rabbi, to a rabbi, is Aser Mutter. Even, let's say, a psul in the Sefer Torah. That's not, is it Aser to read this Torah now, or is it Mutter to read this Torah now? Aser, Mutter, Chayiv, Pater, Tamei Tahar. And if you break that down even more, there are really three areas of halacha, says the Gra. Three areas of halacha. There's Tumah V'Tahara. There's what he calls, let me just read, I think he quotes the Lashon here. Ki Yipali V'Dam L'Dam V'Din L'Din. Shatar Nechlekes L'Shisha Chalakim. Tar Tamei, the world of Tumah V'Tahara. Isser V'Heter, Chayiv Zakai. Bein Dam L'Dam, Dam Ladam, he says, that's Isser V'Heter. Kidei L'Taher Isha L'Baila. Din L'Din, Chayev Zakai. That's Mominus. Nega L'Nega, Hutame V'Tahar. Where does he put Nida, the example of Isser V'Heter? He puts that as the example of Isser V'Heter. Fascinating. That's the Gra in Aderes Elio, again, L'Taher Isha L'Baila. He's quoting that Lashon from the beginning of Brachas. Brachas Dav Dalet, where David HaMelech says, all the other kings wake up late and sleep late, and I wake up early. I wake up early because I'm busy, and I'm osik b'shir v'shilya, kadi l'tar isha l'bayla. I'm busy trying to work out the hilchas nida, and the no debihudas diuk in that lashon, that language line of the Gemara. And with this, we'll really finish the Hakdama, and then we'll continue. And that is, even though all other areas in halacha are fully objective, balanced, and the posik doesn't have any netia towards one direction or the other before he goes into the shaila, by nida, the Noda Bihuda says, we are waited to be metaher. That's the language. David Malach doesn't say, I'm osik in this blood to figure out what the halacha is. No, it says, I'm osik kede letaher isha labayla. Because that's the goal. Again, obviously, in an objective way, there are rules and regulations about the laws of nida, but that's the beautiful diuk in that Gemara. And that's what the Gra quotes there in Aderes Eliyahu, Kedei L'Taher Isha L'Baila. Okay, there's a lot here. Let's start. Oh, I have to mention this, right? Three times in the 7.5 years, we get to mention the Zohar that tells us that when Bnei Yisrael are Osig, Mashiach is described as Oni V'Rochiv Al-Hamor. Mashiach is described as poor riding on a donkey. Every word there is important to discuss. Why a donkey? We've discussed in the past. But what do you mean, Ani, why poor? So there's Gemara in Sanhedrin that describes the poverty of Mashiach. But Ani also might allude to Erevin, Nida, Yevamos. Three mesechtas that are somewhat more challenging to some than others. When Klai Yisrael are Osik in Mesechtas Ani, that's a simon of Mashiach, and that'll bring Mashiach. So Bet Hashem, we get to do the third and final installment of Erevin. We've done Erevin, we've done Yevamos. And now, Meseches Nida is on our plate, and we start off with Perek Shammai, these 10 prakim of Meseches Nida that we have in front of us. So Shammai Amar. So Shammai tells us, we have Shammai, we have Hillel, and we have the Chachamim in this Mishnah. So Shamay Omer, Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan. All women, Dayan Shaitan. What does that mean? That when a woman checks herself and she is a Nida, so as we mentioned, she is Mitame. And we just don't know when the tumah started, because right when the dam, right when the blood of a woman leaves her uterus, she's already anida, and she's already metame. Okay, we don't know yet, possibly, but if she touched karbanos or truma in the interim, then those are tame, even though we don't know. So when do we have to assume? If a woman does some type of check, she realizes she's anida, and we don't know how far back. You know, let's say she hasn't checked herself in a couple of hours, so we don't know how far back to stretch the tumah. So Shammai says, you don't stretch it at all. Dayan Shaitan, right now. Right now, she realizes she's an Ida, that's it. The tumah starts from right now. Rashi on top, Baruch Hashem, we're back to Rashi, we're back to Tosfos, we're back to the Tosfos Arush, we're back to the Ritva, we're back to all the Rishonim. We also have just to mention the Chachmas Betzalel. The Chachmas Betzalel is Rav Betzalel Ronchberg. Anida, an important sefer, amongst the Achronim, besides all of the general poskim on Hilchas Nida. But Shammai says, Kol Anashim Dayin Shaitan. Even though we know that the Tam is Betame earlier, from Yitziyah Meharechem, Rashi says on the third line, V'lo Amrinan, Ki Hechi Dahashta Ishtakech Dam Bebeis Achitzon, just like if we found Dam right now, we found Dam coming out, Ihavis Badka Nami Mikamiachi, if she had checked earlier, Hav Ishtakech. She would have found earlier too, if she would have done an internal exam earlier. The Kosle Beis HaRechem, Amiduhu, and the inside of the walls of the Rechem really kept it, and she would have checked and she would have been Tummy earlier. No, we're not Choshish for that. Lo Amrinan Zeh, Shammai says, Dayan Shaitan, just now, that is it. Hillel Omer, Mipikita Lepikita. Hillel says, nope, you go from back, retroactively, from the last check. From the last bedika she did, she was tahora. We have to assume that right after that she might have become anida, and therefore, even if that was 3 days ago, right? Still, it doesn't matter. All of the taros that she touched in the interim, we have to be worried that it is tameh v'afilu liyamim harbe. Hillel says even for yamim harbe, Hillel is machmir over Shammai. Right, and that's what Rashi again says. Shema im siluk yadeha ra'asa, right when she finished her previous bedika, even many days in between. Rashi continues, Bein bedika rishonah l'shniyah, metamin, kol ataris, shenis askamen meitayim. All the taris. Anything that was before that bedika, then is tahora. But anything since then is tahora. Interesting that Shammai is before Hillel. We always know that Beis Shammai is before Beis Hillel. But Shammai before Hillel, right, that's the Gemara in Ervin. Why is Beis Hillel, the halakha like Beis Hillel, remember the Baskol? Because Beis Hillel is maktim divrei Beis Shammai le divrei hem. Beis Hillel is maktim Beis Shammai. They study their words and they focus on their words, they're maktim, and that's why generally Beis Shammai is formulated before Beis Hillel. That's the Ritva's comment here. The Ritva here, the Tosas Rid in Shabbos Daf Tezvav, they both point this out. That interesting that Shammai is also before Hillel. Not just Beis Shammai before Beis Hillel. That's the first comment of the Ritva here. U'b'chol makom hayem adaber Hillel t'chila. Ela mitoch an v'sanuso. Hayemakdim divrei Shammai lidvarav. K'darina perakama de'irvin. Lagabe talmidehem. Just like, I guess Hillel put this into his Talmidim. Not just, wasn't just, they got it from a Rebbe. Hilkach Amar Dayan Shaitan V'tana Akdame Kidemakdim Le Hillel. So this first line in the Masechta is already teaches us a Musar Haskel of Anava, of letting others go first. That's the Hakdamas this Gemara alludes to. The Gemara that we have in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, this is about Shammai and Hillel themselves. V'chachamim omrim, lo k'divrei zeh v'lo k'divrei zeh. The Chacham say, neither one. Neither one is correct. Ella, you see the Ella has the Aleph. That's the first Aleph, the first Halacha L'maisa. But if you, as you look, it's not Halacha L'maisa b'zman hazeh, maybe Ribbana Beis HaMikdash, but in terms of Tumah V'Tahara, right? Because nowadays, there's no, right, when a woman checks, so she's a Nida from then, right? Not earlier, right? We don't put anything retroactively now, because what's the nafkamina? But Ella, the Chachamim say, Ella ma'es le'es ma'edes idea, ayan mi'bekida le'bekida, umi bekida le'bekida mi'ma'edes ayan ma'es le'es. Whichever is the shorter amount of time retroactively, 24 hours or the last bedika. Right, me'es la'es from now till the time before. That's how you go back. A middle shita. It could be more chamer, could be more mekel, depending on the context. But whatever is shorter, me'es la'es 24 hours back, but you don't go more than that. If she checked within the last 24 hours, then you just go back to that check. Interesting, Rashi here says, what do you mean you go back to the last check? Rashi quotes the Mishnah later on Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, we will by the Hashem see, is that a woman, for Tumah Vatara, has an obligation to do checks to make sure that she's not a Nida. We'll talk about, is it at the time that she's expecting her period? Is it a woman who has a Vesas Kavua or not? But the Mishnah there on Daf Yud Aleph says, Upa'amayim tzricha lios bodekas, shachres ubein hashmashas. That's the ultimate source of even Bizman Hazeh, when we check. Major machlokas rishonim. It says in the Mishnah to check twice. So that's for Tumah Vatara. Does a woman also have to check twice Bizman Hazeh for Isser Veheter? Or even less would be enough. That's a major machlokas rishonim, which by the Shem we will get to. But again, the Rashi quotes that Gemara here. So the Maharam, in his comments on the Gemara here, says, maybe Rashi's telling us that according to the Chachamim, that you could go back to the previous Bedika, that's only one of the Bedikos Michuyavos. The obligatory Bedikas, which women are going to do very carefully, because they're obligatory from the Chachamim. But if a woman happened to check herself 4 hours ago, when she went to the bathroom, and she didn't find anything, that's not called a Bedika. Maybe that's what Rashi's telling us. Because she wouldn't be as thorough for that bedika, which is just her own bedika, rather than the bedika of the chachamim. That's his suggestion. That's his diak in Rashi. Near the sphere of the Rashi, is damein shebatkatzma toch meis leis behis damein osa bedika eina mimaetes al yad meis leis. It doesn't minimize ki im davka osa bedika shebodekas atzma shachris va'arvis shaz midakdekes bebedika yafe ki even shatakanes chachamim hi. So he says maybe that's why Rashi is quoting that Mishnah in later on Daf Yud Aleph. Could be, but either way, that's the Maharam's diak. Vayter in the Mishnah. Kol isha sheyesh la ves dayashaita. Any woman who has a vesis kavua. Vesis kavua. We will know there are two types of women in life. We will learn in this Masechta. There are women that have a vesis kavua, that have a set cycle. Many different types of set cycles. A woman always sees on the 27th day of the month. A woman always sees with a 30-day interval. A woman always sees right after she eats garlic. A woman always, all different types of Vesas Kavuas. But if a woman has a Vesas Kavua, which is very unusual Bizman Hazeh, most women have Vesas She'ina Kavua, as we will see, but it is possible, and it is there are women who have that Bizman Hazeh, and in the days of the Mishnah, it seemed to be even more common to have it. So any woman who has a ves, right, Rashi points out, kavua gimel pa'amim, ubatka b'shas vesu mazav satameya, then dayashaita, so then we assume it's only right now, right? It's we assume, as the Rashi quotes the phrase, orach bizmano ba, the Re'iyah came when it was supposed to come, and therefore everybody would agree that you don't go retroactively, because you assume it happened now. You assume she became a Nida now, because this is when you expected it, and this is when it came out. Good. There's a discussion. I just formulated this as Lekulei Alma. Not everyone understands the Mishnah that way. The Rosh Hashir says maybe this is a continuation of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim say either Bedika, or 24 hours, or Vesas Kavua Dayashaita, but discussion. V'mishameshes be'edim harizu kibakita. And if a woman is mishameshes, when a woman is with her husband, if she does certain bedikos before or after the ma'isa bia, we'll also talk about that later in the Masechta, whether those are obligatory or good ideas, so that could count as a bedika. If she checked herself then, umimme'etes al yad me'es la'es v'yad me'bekita l'bekita. Which sounds like the Chachamim, which sounds like that Lashon of the Rosh Hashanah is correct, that the Chachamim are talking here in this long sentence. Keita Dayashaita, what does it mean, Dayashaita, that you don't go backwards? Chaisa Yosheves B'mita V'asuka B'taros, a woman is sitting on a couch, on a bed. She's involved in Taros, in Truma, in Kachim, Upir Shavarasa. Then she gets up, and then she goes to the bathroom, and she sees. So from that moment, 5 minutes ago, she was sitting on being Osek, Osekas Bataris, that doesn't matter. She Temeya Vein Taros. Mamish, there's lines. There's lines, and we don't just blur the lines and say, oh, Mestam, it happened 5 minutes ago. No, right when she realizes that is the time that we say that she is a Nida from that moment. Good. The Mishnah just adds, even though Tumah goes Me'es La'es, the days of Nida that she counts, as we just mentioned before, Nida Zava, the days are only from now. You can't just guess and say, oh, we're going to start 4 days back, and then she only has three more days of Yimei Nida. So again, that's also, you only count from the time that she sees. Rashi says, this is the last line is going on a woman who ain't la veses kai. Right, a woman who does not have a veses, then you only count Yimei Nida from the moment that she sees. Good. My time of the Shammai. So what's the basis for Shammai Shita? Why does Shammai say, Kol Hashem Dayin Shaita? Right, this first daf in Nida also reflects to us the idea of Torah Lashma. We're going to spend a lot of time now on Shitas that we don't paskin like. Not only that are not Lamaisa. Be'ez Hashem, it will be Lamaisa. Right, so it is Lamaisa, this discussion, in terms of Tumah V'Tahara. It's just we're not involved in it. But if Shitas that we don't paskin like, right? Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, every Shita in Shas. The Nitziv writes in the Kidmas Ha'emek, in the Akdamah to the Shiltos, that every Shita quoted in Shas has Or HaTorah, has light of Torah on it. There are certain Shitas that didn't make it into Shas. Okay, maybe those, the Shita of that argued with those, the Ta'iz of Shmuel HaRamasi, right, the David HaMelech, Amoni V'lo Moavis, Amoni V'lo Amonis, Moavi V'lo Moavis, that allowed David HaMelech to marry in, right, there was a whole controversy then. Right, so the ones who agreed with Doego Adomi that said no, Amoni and Amonis are excluded. So that didn't make it into Shas. There's no Shita out there that holds that way. So that might not have Or HaTorah on it. But every Shita in Shas says the Netziv has Or HaTorah, including Shita Shammai here. So that's why we're going to be osek in it now for the next couple of lines. So my time at the Shammai. Why does Shammai say you don't go backwards at all? You just say Dayan, Shaitan, even though the Nida might have happened earlier. Kasavar says the Gemara, Hamidi Shal Cheskasa. We get into the world of Chazakos, and the Rishonim here have huge discussions here and in Chulin and elsewhere, but here's one of the big places about Chazakis and Sveikis and Sveksekis and Tartis Asari. This is one of the big discussions here, starting with Tosfos. So Shammai says, Kasavar Hamidi Shal Cheskasa. A woman has, Beisha Becheskas Torah Medes. A woman has a Cheskas Torah. Before she became a Nida, she had a Cheskas Tara. So we assume that continued. That Chazakah of the woman continued as late as possible. And therefore, once she sees that she's a Nida, we assume only right now. Her Cheskas Tara, her Chazakah de Meikara of being Tahora continues until the latest time possible. Cheskas Tara of the woman. Ask the Rishonim, what about Cheskas Tahara of the Taharos that she was Osek in? Why do you focus on the person and not on the items? Right? Why did there's also a Cheskas Tahara. So the Tosfos Rid says that here, there's a Tosfos Rid on Nida, Baruch Hashem. Tosfos Rid says, no, she was Vaday Naga. Because she was Vaday Naga, so then you can't use the Chazakah of the Taharos. Well, because then she's Tameh? How could she might be Tameh? If you're not focusing on the source of it, then it doesn't matter about the Taras. There's a Cheskas Tara. You know she touched them. And therefore, Dolo Karmina Hame Taras al Cheskas al Mishum de Isbehu Vadai Maga. Volo Shaya Chaylishna Lehecha de Ika Safik Maga. Avalhacha de Ika Vadai Maga. Usveka Havei Bahu de Naga Behu. That's why you focus on the woman. Right? You focus on the woman, and therefore, that is the source of it all. So, Cheskas Tara. What about Hillel? The Hillel says, no, you go backwards. Ki amrinan hemet tzavar al-cheskaso hecha deles le-reyasa migufe. There's a cheskas tara and a chazaka de meikara only if there's no reyasa. There's no point of inferiority in this chazaka. But here there's a reyasa. Why? Aval itza, but a woman, kivan de migufa kachazia lo amrinan ukma chazakasa. But the woman, because of migufa kachazia, you don't say, I agree with Chazaka de Meikara and Cheskas Tara, but not here. What does that mean? Migufa Kachazia, two understandings. What does Migufa Kachazia mean? So, without looking at Rashi and the Mefarshim, what might I have said? This is a Chazaka that naturally changes. A woman's gonna get her period. A woman's gonna become a Nida. It's not like there's a regular Chazaka, and there's no reason that I should think it changed unless I know it changed. But this woman, it's a natural process. Maybe that's what it means, right? Migufa kachazia, right? If you look in the Rashi now, the question is, what about the parentheses in Rashi. But Rashi says, Mu'ada v'regila hilakach, ein lacheskas tara. So maybe that's what Rashi means. Right? Mu'ada v'regila lakach. It's normal. It's a normal process. So she doesn't have a cheskas tara because this is, what's a chazaka? We assume it didn't happen until we have no choice. But here we have to assume it will happen. And it does happen. So maybe that's what Rashi's emphasizing, that these things change. It's kind of like a chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos, which is mentioned elsewhere. A chazaka that generally naturally changes, and therefore that's a weaker type of chazaka. If this is an idea that's also mentioned elsewhere. The poskim discussed in the beginning of in Aruch Chaim. It's discussed in Aruch Chaim and in Yaradeya. In Aruch Chaim it's discussed in checking your tzitzis before you put on your tzitzis or talis every day. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch says that tzitzis stands for tzadik yivdok tzitziosav tamid. That's what the poskim quote. That's what tzitzis stand for. But the Shulchan Aruch says, kodem shiyavarech and simen ches, ya'ayein b'chutei tzitzis, im heim ksherim, kedeshel yivarech levatala. So check your tzitzis before you put it on, check your talis before you put it on. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Magen Avram, harash kasav, denagu shalom avodkan, to uke aches kasayu. Well, they have a cheskas kashrus. Cheskas kashrus, ella shehacharid al dvar Hashem yish lo livdok. Right, if you're charid al dvar Hashem, va'bach kasav delok mina cheskayu. The Bach says no, there's no cheskas kashrus. Kivon she'ein hachazaka b'teva mimela ella mikoch adam shetikin etzitzis. Chazakas go by nature. This is what a chazaka that a person did something properly to make them kosher in the first place. That you don't have chazaka. Veruba adam mi chazaka gedamrinan reish perek ha'isha basra. The Ruba Detaya B'Maisa Lochashavrov V'Cholu, and then the Magen Avraham argues on this. Nirali Mikol Makom Chayav Lebodka Mishum De'in Somen Al Chazaka Mimakom De'Yecholon Levaro. Another element, you don't rely on Chazaka where it's Efshar Levarer. But then he quotes towards the end. He says maybe this is the type of Chazaka that is Asuya Lehishtanos because a lot of times things get ripped. Right, de lo mikri, achzarach lomer tamacher. De lo mikri chazaka, de asuya li pasik b'kol shah. Things happen. Sisters get ripped. Ukamachakasa biyaradeyasim in reish aleph, b'shem chuvas haran. Umei time alo nogo luv doka chuta in shalamala minagdil, shemunach ala begam, shem de eno suya li pasik. Another example, maybe there's no chazaka, and then he says if you check him right before you put it, some folks can say you check him before you put it into the talus bag, you don't have to check him before, you can check it afterwards, so you know for the next day. Okay, but then there's another place where this comes up, in Yaradeya. Yaradeya Hilchas Avelus. What happens if there's a machlokas? Machlokas, two Edom say the relative died, and two Edom say the relative did not die. So Avelus, Enum Esabel. No Avelus. No Avelus. If there's a machlokas, Treu Trey, there's no Avelus. So why is that? Says the Taz, long Taz here, Hatam to keep in the Sveiki as Lina Balahakel. Since it's a Safeg, there you go, Lohakel. And he says the same thing. He quotes a discussion of the Maharam Mins. What happened if somebody hears that their relative died and it's a suffix whether it was before or after 30 days? Again, a suffix about Avelus. So the Maharam Mins, he quotes Lohakel. Avelus is fake adrabanan. And he quotes from the Maharam and Lahakhreb Avelus, specific to Chum Dasa Kula, because you're going to knock out certain mitzvos. But then he quotes that I think that there are many rayas. Levine has Tadil on Irakane, Tiko quotes the truth, Mari Ben Lei, Pazak Lechia, Mikoch, Ahid, Parakal Getz, Zacharti, Levine has Tadil on Irakane, Mikoch, Rios, Beruros. Let me quote many Rais, but one of them is, related to us. Right? That he quotes that, is there a chazaka that a person, the Mishnah Gittin, if somebody sends a get, and then when the Shliach gets there, he has to give it to a wife, he doesn't know, maybe the guy died in the interim. So no, you give it Bechetzka Shukayam. So, maybe there's a chazaka. There's a chazaka that people are alive until you know they're dead. So here, if you have a suffix about Avelus, you have to assume it was as late as possible. The person was cheskas chayim. Cheskas chayim. And therefore, in the case of the 30 days, you have to assume he died within the past 30 days. And you'd have to do Avelus. Do you say that? Says the Taz, no. Because life and death is similar to our case here, that everybody eventually is going to die. And therefore, he says, if you don't know that he died, you can assume that he's alive. Mashe'en kain, You have to assume that he might have done earlier. Ve'ein lahakshos maishna mishar chazakos sharmin chazaka afilu b'kia gavna kigon b'mikva that we'll get to Be'ez Hashem soon. The name of Hashtuhu Dechaser. How about that? Because he's in your lineage. Daiti. Deshaini b'misa. Dekol chai omeid lamus. V'humuad lakach b'li safek. Alkein shapur arminan devadek kol zman sheinu mevura shemes amridan adayin chayu. Aval kishem mevura shemes. Ela azla hachazaka. The chazaka disappears. Le'inyin shenomar ta hashtuhu shemes. Da adraba amridan shemikara yemes. Kivin shama lakach. As far as those shamarnu, we find by the places also. So the Maritz Chayis, right here in our Gemara, quotes this Taz and says maybe that's what Rashi is referring to here as well. Okay, weiter. Umayshna mi mikva. So our case of Nida, Shammai says you don't go backwards. So why is this different then? And we align the Cheskas Tara. Why is this different than mikvah? Again, I apologize. The next, this sugya here requires many, many hours of lumdis discussion, but we'll have to just get the surface understanding. Titzanan, the Mishnah says in Mesechus Mikvos, mikvah shenim davenim sechaser. There was a mikvah, and now I checked, and now it has less than 40 sa'ah. So I don't know when it lost the shear. Kol taros shenasu agabav lamafreya, bein birshas arab and bein birshas yachat tameos. All taros, since we last knew that the mikvah was kosher, are tame. Whether it's birshas arabim, where we usually say safik tuma is tar, whether it's birshas yachid, safik tuma is tame, it's tame. So why is it tame? L'shamai kasha lamafreya. According to Shammai, you shouldn't go backwards at all. L'hilal kasha vadai. According to Hillel, it's also a kasha. Why vadai? D'ilu me'eslei shebenida tolin. Hillel in our Mishnah doesn't say vadai, you'll go backwards. You say you have to be choshesh. Lo ocham lo sarfin. If you have truma, it's held in abeyance. Right? It's limbo. It's a din suffik. V'ilu hacha tuma vadai. And here we say by mikveh, it's a vadai tame. So what's the difference? Why there do we say vadai was tame in the past? And not here. Answer, no, maybe by the mikvah it's worse because there's a cheskas tumah of the person. Maybe he didn't go to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, adarabah, mikvah cheskas, ve'imalo chaser. Maybe the mikvah has a cheskas tara. Hari chas levanecha, but you see the mikvah's lacking. Hachanami, hari dam levanecha, but here you see this dam. She's a nida. Hashtu dechazi. No, maybe she only saw now. Hachanami, hashtu dechaser. Maybe only is missing now. Back and forth. What's the difference? So Gemara says, hachi ashto, wait a minute. By the mikvah, you could say it happened little by little. By the woman, can you say she became a nida little by little? Right? She became a nida now, then she became a nida now. The Gemara says, why not? Maybe she saw little by little. So again, what's the difference? So, hasam ika tarti l'reyasa. Hacha ika chad l'reyasa. Big discussion. Here, there is only one reyasa, while there is tartila reyasa. What's tartila reyasa? Rashi quotes, tartila reyasa by mikvah. Why? There's cheskas tumah of the person, and the cheskas tara of the mikvah is no good, because now there's chasul afaneinu. So the mikvah is lacking right now, and there's cheskas tumah of the person. That's tartila reyasa. While in our case, by the isha, there's one reyasa. She's a nida now. But she has a cheskas tara from the beginning. So, Tarti versus Chada. How does Tarti L'Reyasa work? Is it just a team up, two versus one? Does one strengthen the other one? Again, a lot of lumdis, but that's one. So that's one case of Mikvah. And now the next case of Chavis. Umayishna Michavis. So we ask, why is our Mishnah different than the Mikvah case? And now, why is our Mishnah different than the Chavis, the Barrel Truma case? Ditan, the Brisa says, I have 100 barrels of wine. And I keep taking truma from whenever I use the wine, I say the truma is in that barrel. The truma is in that barrel. There's one barrel that I'm designated as truma. And then all of a sudden, one day I check, and lo and behold, it's no longer wine, it became vinegar. And I don't know when this wine turned into vinegar, because then there's all the things up until that point, the truma didn't work. So, mavishalei truma, v'holei, v'yacharkach nimsachomets, I find out that it's vinegar. I check. So, kol gimel yamim, for 3 days, vadai. For 3 days, it's for sure. What does that mean? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra. Whether this means, machlokes, whether this means the first 3 days after I last checked, it's for sure wine. Or does it mean the previous 3 days that I didn't just check, it's for sure vinegar. So either way, that's not important for us now. But besides that, it's suffic. But you go backwards. So kasha l'shamai. So again, we have the same exact discussion. There, there's a cheskas iser of the tevel. So Gemara says, "Adraba, hemi yain al cheskas of emer lo hechmitz." The yain is a cheskas of being wine. Hari hechmitz lefanecha. What do you mean? It's vinegar now. Hachanami hari dam lefanecha. So it's blood now. Hashdu dechazoi. Hasanami hashdu dechmitz. Now she saw dam. Maybe now it became vinegar. Hachiyashta. Hasa migla meimer hechmitz vaasa hechmitz vaasa. There maybe over time it became vinegar. Hacha migla meimer chazoi vaasa chazoi vaasa. Can by the woman it happen little by little? The Gemara says yeah. Umay kasha till mahagas agas chazisei. Maybe little by little. So the Gemara again has the same askana. Hasam ika tarti l'reasa. There by the tevel there's a chaser right now and there's a cheskas iser of the tevel. Here there's only one problem, right, that she is a nida now, but there's a cheskas tara originally, and therefore, that's why Shammai says one would not have to go back. So again, we ask from mikvah, we ask from chavis, and now what the Gemara is going to go into is ask on these two, chavis and mikvah together. There's a problem with the psak of the Rambam, we're not going to go into it now, but just to mention it, by mikvah he quotes Yutami Lamafreya. By mikvah, he says, Yotami l'mafreya. While by chavis, he says, it's suffik chometz. Suffik chometz. Again, the Rav Meir Simcha discusses it here in his Kedusha and Chassam Sofer, and others. But again, tarti l'reasa is one of the big topics in this sugya. And chazaka, again, just it's a beautiful piece, just to finish with this, Rav Asher Weiss has in Parshas Mitzora, the different types of chazakas. There's chazaka de me'ikara, of we assume a status, an original status continued, and that also takes on different forms. The status of a person, the status of items. This cheskas, the word chazaka means many things. Cheskas mamon, right, is another type of chazaka. Cheskas haguf, cheskas hadin. There are so many types of chazakas that we have in the world. Each one is different. Can't compare chazaka and chazaka. Chazaka people's behavior. Chazaka ain't other paria patoch zmano. Chazaka that most women have give birth in the ninth month. The chulu. So many types of chazakas. This Gemara just touched on it. But Hashem will have to continue as the Masechta continues. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle. And but Hashem, we will continue after that as we Baruch Hashem had Aschala here into the last Masechta.